The Mishnah says at the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah, on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, Halokeach Le Tashmish Min Ha'Oved Kochavim, someone who buys, who acquires kelim, doesn't necessarily have to be through buying, if you get it by Matana as well. If you acquire kelim from a non-Jew, different types of kelim, pots and pans and silverware and cups, different things. So says the Mishnah as follows, Es Shadarko Lahatbil Yatbil. What's normal simply to be matbil, says Rashi, Klomer, Kli haroi li tor betvila, a kli that's normally, that can become tor betvila, ein tzarech tikkun acher, it doesn't need any other tikkun. Let's say you used something for cold. Kli shetashmisho al yedei tzonein, yatbil vesulo tzarech. Let's say we're talking about cups. Cups, drinking glasses, that you're not going to use for coffee, right? You're only going to use for cold. So says the Mishnah, yatbil, you matbil it in the mikveh, and that's sufficient, because it doesn't require any other hechsher. It doesn't require kashering. Lahagil yagil, but a kli that normally is used, bechamin, used with hot water, so then you need hagala. In addition to the tvila, you need to be machshir the kli as well, behagala. Lilabin ba'ur, yilabin ba'ur, and something that normally is used in the fire, something that's used as part of a barbecue or something, a grill, so that you have to do liban for. That's another type of hechsher, that we put it into the fire. Hashpud v'ha'askela, says the Mishnah, malabnan ba'ur. Shpud v'askela, a spit and a skillet, things that are used on the grill, on the fire, that you have to be malabin ba'ur. Hasakin, a knife, shofa v'hitora. You scrape it, you sharpen it, with a stone, as the Rashi says, you scrape it, and somehow that removes a layer. That's the heksher for the sakin, and that's sufficient. This is the basic Mishnah. Mishnah seems to say that if a person acquires kalim from a non-Jew, so he certainly has to be machsher the kalim. He has to kasher the kalim if there's any isser, if there's any prohibited substance in the kalim, then obviously you can't use it, because we're concerned that through your usage, that blia, that absorption into the kli, is going to be polate. It's going to be expelled from the kli, and that it'll enter into your food. But the Mishnah mentions another concept. It says that es shadarko lahatbil yatbil, that what's normal is simply to be matbil in the mikveh, you're matbil in the mikveh, and there's no need for heksher. That's a strange comment. The Mishnah should have said that something that's used bitzonin, if it's used in cold, so then you should wash it out. Take a kli, take a cup that was used probably by the non-Jew for drinking, and wash it out, and then it should be kosher. Why does the Mishnah mention this idea of tefillah? So that prompts the Gemara to clarify this Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tana v'chula and tzrichin tefillah bar b'imsa. All of the kelim require tefillah bar b'imsa. So that explains the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, of course you have to wash it out, but the key is that if it's darko lahatbil, if you don't need the heksher of hagala or libun, so then all that you have to do is tevila. If the kli is clean, so then you have to do tevila. But that doesn't mean that for the other types of kelim that do require hagala or libun, that you don't have to do tevila. Says the Gemara, kulon tzrichin tevila b'mikvah. They need a tevila bar b'imsa. All kelim that you acquire from a non-Jew require tevila bar b'imsa, they need tevila b'mikvah. Minani mili, amarava di amakura kol davar sheyava ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toher. The pasuk by the clay midyan in Parashas Matos. We referred a little bit to the clay midyan in Perget Anosha this year. The clay midyan were the kelim in Parashas Matos that Bnei Yisrael captured from Midyan as part of the battle. And then they were allowed to use those kelim, but the Torah in Parashas Matos tells us that there are certain things that you have to do before you can use the kelim. And from this parsha, we learn the rules of Heksher Kalim and of Tevilas Kalim. The pasuk says, Aches, Azov, Es Akosov, Es Anachoshes, Es Abarzel, etc., all the different metals. Kol Dovra, Shoyova, Ba'esh, Tavir, Ba'esh, V'toher. Anything that's used in the fire, you have to be Malabin, Tavir, Ba'esh, V'toher. Ach, B'mei Nido, Yischata. V'toher, it'll be Tohar. Ach, B'mei Nido, Yischata, you have to put it B'mei Nido. But if you don't use it in a fire, so then tavir b'mayim, and that's sufficient. So what comes out of this pasuk? Pasuk is chock full of different ideas. So we have to analyze the different parts of the pasuk. That's what the Gemara says, that kol davar sheyava ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toher. What's this word v'toher? V'toher becomes tohar? it becomes kosher. Well, what does that mean, v'tohir? Zot Rava Hosef Lecha Kosef Taira Acheres. The pasuk is adding an extra taira, that to use the kli, it's not enough to be mavrit ba'esh, to be machshirit, but you need the taira acheres, you need tvilas kelim. You have to be tovel the kli in a mikveh as well. This is one drosha that teaches us the principle of tvilas kelim. And then the Gemara says, Tani bar kapara, mitoch shenem b'mei nida, shemei ani shetzor chazor shlishi u'shvi. Oh, the pasuk says, ach b'mei nida yischata. So we know from Parshas Chukas that the hazov, the paradum, is called mei nida. So, if it says b'mei nida yischata, I would think that it needs hazor shlishi u'shvi, just like by paraduma, something that's tomei tumas meis requires sprinkling of the paraduma on the third and the seventh day. So I would think over here you need hazor shlishi u'shvi too. Any kli that comes from a goy, the havamina of the Gemara, is any kli that comes from the possession of the goy into the possession of the Yisrael, we treat it like it's a tumas meis. We treat it like it has tomei tumas meis, so it needs hazor shlishi u'shvi. That's what I would think. Tamal lomar ach b'mei nida Yischata ach chilek. The ach distinguishes. It's saying, no, it doesn't require hazor shlishi u'shvi. Im kein matam alama b'mei nida. So why does the Torah use the lashon b'mei nida? That's confusing. It sounds like hazor paraduma. Mayim shenida tovel esbayin. Avi omar abayim sa'ah. Says the Gemara, no, b'mei nida teaches me that you can't just be tovel kalim in water that the kalim can be completely covered in. Like machten vitzinorios, if you have needles or other small types of kalim, so you would think that if you have a small body of water, if you have a revius of mayim tahorim, right? Let's say it rained and there's a puddle of revius of mayim tahorim. It's not mayim shuvim. You didn't put it from a kli. There it rained. It's like a bore. It's a little bore. It's not 40 sa'ah. But if it's a revius mayim, so when it comes to tumah v'tara for machten vitzinorios for small kalim, revius mayim is sufficient. So kamash v'lan over here, for tvilas kelim from a goy, you need arbaim sa. It has to be mayim shenida toveles b'hem. Itzrich l'michta v'tar v'itzrich l'michta b'mei nida. You need both. The Gemara says you need both psukim. Ikosav v'tar hava mina v'tar kolduhu. Kosav achmana b'mei nida. The kosav achmana b'mei nida hava mina herv shemesh kenida kosav achmana v'tar la'altem. The Gemara also says there's a trichasa that if it would say v'toher, I think v'toher kolduhu not arbaim sa, that's why it says b'mei nida. If it said b'mei nida, then I would think that it needs harav shemesh. What does that mean? That after you matbil the kli and the mikvah, maybe you can't use it until harav shemesh, until after shkia? Kamash v'la no, v'toher, there's a taira koldu. What's the taira koldu we're talking about? That it's immediately going to be usable for the Yisrael. Okay, this is the basic Gemara here on the Mishnah. The Gemara gives us different psukim, different drashas that teach me the principle of tilas kelim. The emphasis is this hava mina that maybe I should need azor shlishi u'shvi, but comes the Gemara and says it's not true, achilek. So it's only necessary to be tovel b'mikvah, but it needs arbaim sa, a mikvah of arbaim sa. Okay, this is the basic source of the concept of tilas kelim, that if one acquires kelim from a non-Jew, so then he has to be tovel the kli in the mikvah, and he also has to be machshir the kli. Or perhaps I should even say it in the opposite direction. We're going to see a brisa later on that says that really you're supposed to be machshir the kli first. Do the hechshir, do the hagola, do the libun, do the hadocha, rinse out the kli, and then after you machshir the kli, and now it's roy latashmish, then you matbil the kli, and after you matbil the kli, then you're able to use it. Okay, this is the basic gemara. But the Gemara adds another point. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ba'avua, Afilu Kelim Chadoshim B'Mashma. You think that only Kelim that were used by the Goy require Tvila? No, Rav Nachman says that even Kelim Chadoshim B'Mashma, even if you acquire new Kelim. I mean, how many of us are going to acquire Kelim from a non-Jew that have been used already? Very few of us. Hey, sometimes it'll happen, Amol, but normally we buy new kelim, we buy new silverware and new dishes and new pots and pans. So at first glance, from the first part of the Gemara, the impression you get is those kelim don't require tevila. We're talking about kelim that you acquired from the non-Jew and you were machshir the kelim, so then you have to be tovel the kelim. How do you know that you have to be tovel new kelim that you acquired from a non-Jew? Zokter Nachman, well, we'll think about it. It's a svar. The hayishonim v'libnon kechadoshim damu v'afilu achibay tevila. Yishonim v'libna, if you have old kelim that have been used already, if you're malabing them, if you're machshir them, They like chadoshim, they like brand new kelim, because they don't have any bli of iser inside of them. And nevertheless, there's a chiyuv of tvilas kelim. So from that you see that even if you acquire a new kli from the non-Jew, it also requires tvilas kelim. Maishna zemizeh, tztach tzel bazach, right? Yishonim v'libnam kechadoshim damol. If you marsha the kli, it's like a brand new kli, and nevertheless it requires tvila. So chadoshim, a brand new kli, should also require tvila as well. Okay, this is the Gemara. The Gemara sets forth the idea that if a person acquires a kli from a non-Jew, whether it has been used previously or it hasn't been used, you have to do tfilas kelim in order to use the kli. If it has been used previously, then you also have to do a heksher. But if it hasn't been used previously, if it's kelim chadashim, it still requires tfilas kelim. Because yeshonim v'libnam kechadashim damu, so the fact that you have to be matpil kelim yeshonim, that's the raya, Rav Nachman says, that even kelim chadashim require tvila as well. The first question that we have to address over here is, what kind of a din is this? Is this a din d'araisa, or is this only a din d'rabbanan? What do you think? Well, just from the sugi itself, what's the mashmos of the sugi? Is this a din d'araisa, or is this only a din d'rabbanan? Any suggestions? Morty Blair, what do you think? Exactly. I would say it's probably Daraisa because the Gemara quotes Psukim. Psukim v'toher b'meinida. Why wouldn't it be Daraisa, right? That's the first glance, right? You read the sugya, the gut reaction that you have is that it should be Daraisa. Not only is that the gut reaction that you should have, if you start to read some of the Rishonim on the Gemara, you also get that impression. Take, for example, Rashi. I gave you a Rashi that's actually on the next sugya, but we're not doing that sugya yet, but the Lashon of Rashi is very important. The Gemara asks that if you have to do Tvilas Kalim whenever you acquire a kli from a non-Jew, so maybe you should have to do Tvilas Kalim if you acquire a scissors from a non-Jew. A scissors that you cut wool with. Why shouldn't you have to do Tvilas Kalim then too? Zuza de Sarbala. That's the case the Gemara is talking about. We'll get to that Gemara. But how does Rashi formulate the kasha of the Gemara? Zuza de Sarbala. If you have a Gemara, if you have the handout, try to look inside with me. Zuza de Sarbala, Misparayim Shagozin Bahem Bigdei Tzemer. Hoil Xeras Akosov he Vilomishum Pilut Isser. Since it's Xeras Akosov that you need Tfilas Kalim not to take out the Isser, you're going to do Hagola to take out the Isser. You'll do Liban to take out the Isser. The Tfilas Kalim is not to take out the Isser. Hoil Xeras Akosov he. Since it's Xeras Akosov that in addition to Hechsher HaKalim, you also need Tvila. So says Rashi, the Chadoshim v'lo bali midi mitzrachas latvila. What's my raya that tvilas kelim has nothing to do with pilut ha'iser? Says Rashi, because there's no need, because there's a need for tvilas kelim even by Chadoshim, and by Chadoshim there's no iser to be maflik. They knew kelim, so tvilas kelim can't be for pilut iser. It's not to take out the iser that was nivla into the kli, but rather it's a separate gzeras hakosav. He says, it's a separate gzeras hakosav. He says. What's that Lashon Rashi is using? Hoil Ugzeras HaKosav. Rashi says, Tfilas Kalim is a Gzeras HaKosav. Certainly sounds from Rashi that he holds that it's Daraisa. Not just the Mashmos of the Gemara, because the Gemara is quoting Psukim, but Rashi as well seems to assume that it's Daraisa. The Ramban and Chumash and Parshas Matos quotes the Rashi, and he says, V'libi maharher dekro asmachta ba'almahu. The Ramban says, I think that the Pasuk is just an asmachta ba'almahu. So the Ramban takes the teeth out of the sugya. You'd imagine the sugya implies that tvilas kelim is a din d'araisa. The Ramban says, no, I think it's just not smachta ba'alma. It's not real. It's not the mashmos of the pasuk. You're darshaning v'toher. It's just not smachta ba'alma that the Rishonim had. We see already the plot is thickening. Not everyone is so convinced that the mashmos of the Gemara really is correct. Maybe the Mashmos is that it's Daraisa, but maybe it's only Darabonan, even though Rashi seems to think it's Daraisa. The Ramban already alludes to the fact that no, Libi Mahara, my heart is Nota, my heart leans to be saying that maybe it's only Darabon. But it's not just the Ramban. There are Achronim that are Medayik from the Rambam as well, that Tfilas Kalim is only a Din Darabonan. How so? Let's take a look at a Rambam together. For this, I'm going to screen share. Okay? Let's take a look at this Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchas Macholas Asuris Perek Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Tes. Halacha Hey writes as follows. Tevila zu shemat bilin klei asuda nilkochem en agoyim. Ve'achakach yutru la'achilu shtia. This tevila that we have to be matbil klei suda that we buy from goyim and then it's going to be mutter for usage. Eina le'inyan tumah v'tara ela midivrei sofrim. It's only midivrei sofrim. V'remez la kol davar sheyavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh. There's a remez in the pasuk. Kol davar sheyavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toyer. The pasuk that the Gemara quotes. Umipi Ashmu Alamdu, says the Rambam. Umipi Ashmu, we have a Kabbalah. She'ena medaber ela b'tarosa midei giula igoyim lo midei tuma. Umipi Ashmu, we have a Kabbalah that this kol davar sheyavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toyer. What is it really talking about? It's talking about Giul clay midyan, right? It's talking about the heksher, not the tvila mituma. Shein lecha tuma ola al yidei ha'esh, because you don't have tuma that leaves through esh, goes to a mikvah. V'chalak tmeim betvila ola mitumasan, kolat tmeim betvila ola mitumasan. They become tar betvila v'tumas meis b'haza utvila. Tumas meis is b'haza utvila. Tumas nevela and sheretz is betvila. Tumas meis is bazo tvila. Ve'en shameish klal. Ela le'inin giulei nochem. Le'inin giulei nochem. Kol davar sheyavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toyer. Ve'kevan shekosu v'toyer. Omru chachamim osev lo taira achar. Aveiroso ba'esh la'atiro migiulei nochem. Migiulei goyim. Says the Rambam, mipi ha'shmu olam du kol davar sheyavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh is referring to the heksher. But from v'toyer, omru chachamim, that Hosef lo taira achar aveiroso ba'esh. This is the Rambam. That's the Rambam that identifies, that introduces us to the concept of Tevilas Kelim. So tell me, what do you see in the Rambam? Does the Rambam assume Tevilas Kelim is daraisa? Does he assume it's drabonon? Can you find any language of the Rambam that would seem to imply daraisa or drabonon? What do you think? Yes, Rafi.
Divrei Sofrim.
Excellent. Divrei Sofrim. So the Rambam says it's only me Divrei Sofrim. What does that language imply, Rafi?
Implies Darabonon.
Darabonon, right. And then the Rambam adds, V'remez lo. It's a remez in the Pasuk. He doesn't say it's Daraisa. He says Divrei Sofrim. So that already seems to imply that it's only Darabonon. That's the diuk that the Pri Chodosh has. Not the Pri Chodosh I asked you to see, but a different Pri Chodosh. The Pri Chodosh in Shulchan Aruch, the Pri Chodosh at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchas Tvilas Kelim, the Pri Chodosh is found on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, but there is a more elaborate Pri Chodosh that's a separate sefer. So I gave you some of the elaborate pieces of the Pri Chodosh, but if you look at the Pri Chodosh here on the side, he says, Loshon Aramam Tvila Zu, Shemad Bilin Klei Suda, Eina Linyan Tuma, Elamid Divrei Sofer, Veremezla, etc. Right? Says, Ogda Pri Chodosh, Hare Mevor. I skipped down to the fourth to last line, fifth to last line. Hare Mevor, Be Divrei Harav, Shetvila Zu, Me Divrei Sofer, Eina La Remezla Torah. It's Me Divrei Sofer, it's Me Derabonon. The Rambam seems to assume it's only Me Derabonon, Zogda Pri Chodosh. What's more, what does the Rambam also say that seems to imply that it's midrabanan? Anyone? What does the Rambam say at the end of the halacha? Do you catch it? What does the Rambam say at the end of the halacha? Exactly. Who said that?
Ephraim
Klein? No, Ephraim Wiener. Oh, Ephraim Wiener. Exactly. Ephraim Wiener. Exactly. The Rambam says, Amr Chachamim. Amr Chachamim certainly sounds like Midr Rabbanan to me. So the Pri Chodosh seems to be pretty glat v'chalak, right? The Pri Chodosh seems to be saying, well, that the Rambam holds Tvilas Kelim is only the Rabbanan. Comes the Kesef Mishnah, quotes a Tshuva Sarashba, that the Rashba felt the Rambam holds it's really Daraisa. What in the Rambam gave the Rashba the impression that Tfilas Kelim should be Daraisa? Can you figure it out? A third statement of the Rambam. The Rambam has very important Lashonos here. What's the third statement?
Mipi Hashmua.
Mipi Hashmua, exactly, Charlie. Mipi Hashmua. Mipi Hashmua sounds like it's a Kabbalah, it's like a Halachal Moshe Sinai. That certainly sounds like it's the Raisa. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam says, Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba, Kosa B'Loshon Hazeh, K'Loshon Hazeh, Mashakal Sabta, Shatbol, Eskelem, Midir Rabbanon, Lo Kula Modim Bo. U'midivri HaRambam, Yerosh, U'sova, Shehi, Midar Raisa. The Rashba says, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Daraisa. Upashto de shmaito b'shili avodah zarah hachi mashma tvei ad kan lashono. And the language of the Gemara in avodah zarah is mashma like that as well. Mordi Blau's comment. Right? The Rashba is saying, the lashon of the Gemara in avodah zarah also sounds like it's Daraisa. Gemara quotes Pesukim, doesn't say anything about the Rabbanan. And the Rambam also is mashma that it's Daraisa. Yeah, the Rambam is mashma it's Daraisa. Midivrei Sofrim, Amru Chachamim. Who daraisa? What daraisa? What's he talking about? To zok the kesef mishnah, the nearest time of the shirosh a kos of rabbeinu umipi ashmu alamdu. The Rashba says from the fact that the Rambam writes mipi ashmu alamdu, sounds like he holds it's halacha moshe mesinai that it's daraisa. It's not the rabbanan. Aye, but he does say midivrei sofrim. He does say amr chachamim. What's going on over here? So some of the achronim point out that the lashonos amr chachamim and midivrei sofrim are not necessarily machriach, they're not so compelling in the Rambam. It doesn't prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's the Rabbanan. It could be Daraisa, and nevertheless the Rambam will use such a Lashon. And I'll give you examples of each. Take, for example, the Lashon Amru Chachamim. Amru Chachamim sounds like it's the Rabbanan, but some point out that look at the Rambam in Ilchas Tefillah. The Rambam in Ilchas Tefillah, in talking about the mitzvah of Tefillah, basic mitzvah of Tefillah, Many of you have seen this Rambam, I'm sure. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah writes as follows. This is in the handout on page 3. Mitzvos aseh lehispalel b'chol yom shenemer v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. The first perek aleph halacha aleph, first halacha in the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. Mitzvos aseh lehispalel says avoda v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. Zok de Rambam mipi ashmua amru. Yeah, if you just had the pasuk, you wouldn't know what it means. Avartem es Hashem Elokecha. Maybe it means you have to bring karbanos. Maybe you do some other avoda. How do you know tefillah? Mipi Hashmua amru shavoda zu hi tefillah v'nemer la'avda b'chol levavchem. Mipi Hashmua, there's a kabbalah that avartem es Hashem Elokecha refers to tefillah. Avoda shebelev. Amru chachamim zot the Rambam. Ezoi avoda shebelev zot tefillah. Amru chachamim. You see, clearly the Rambam holds that Amr Chachamim is used even by Daraisas. Because he has Mipi Hashmua, he has Amr Chachamim, and we know that the Rambam holds that it's Daraisa. Mitzvah Sasei Lehispala B'chol Yom. Mitzvah Sasei is a Loshon that means that it's Daraisa. The Rambam continues to say that the Minyan HaTfilos are not Daraisa, the Nusach HaTfilos is not Daraisa, but the fact that you have to daven once a day, every day, that is Daraisa. It's Mefurish in the Rambam that Tfilah is Daraisa, at least once a day, every day. And yet the Rambam uses the Lashon Amr Chacham. So you see, the Lashon Amr Chacham doesn't necessarily always imply the Rabbanan, it could be the Raisa. Aye, but he says Midivrei Sofrim. So Midivrei Sofrim also is not such a compelling language in the Rambam. There are those who point to the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus. For those of you who've already learned Kiddushin, perhaps you've met this Kesef Mishnah. There's a world-famous Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam sets forth the idea that one can be Mekadosh and Isha, Bekesef, Beshtar, Bebiyah, three ways, like the Mishnah and Kiddushin on that base. And the Rambam says, Likuchin Elu, Biyah and Shtar are Daraisa, and Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim. Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim. So what does that mean? The Rambam holds Kiddushin Kesef are only the Rabbanan? Hayitochen? Does anyone hold Kiddushin Kesef are only the Rabbanan? Does anyone know any Rishon that holds Kiddushin Kesef are only the Rabban? Rabosov Shel Rashi. Look at the Rashi in Ksubis on Avgimel Amar Aleph. The Rebbeim of Rashi happen to hold that Kiddushin Kesef really is the Rabban. But the Kesef Mishnah says, come on, to put that on the Rambam, it's such a chiddush of a shita, hard to believe. Okay, why does the Rambam say that it's only the Rabbanan? What's the mocker for Kiddushin Kesef? It's a Gzeirah Shava, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. It's a Gzeirah Shava, it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. But why does that make it the Rabbanan? Zok the Kesef Mishnah, all the Rambam is saying is that whenever something is not Mefurish Bekrov, it's not explicit in the Pasuk, the Rambam calls that Divrei Sofrim. Don't be confused, says the Kesef Mishnah. It doesn't mean it's the Rabbanan. It means it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, it's not explicit. But it's still Daraisa. So you see from the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus that Divrei Sofrim also doesn't necessarily mean the Rabbanan. So that's why the Rashba fell. Look, if the Rambam says Mipi Hashmua, he means the Raisa. I, Mi Divrei Sofrim, Amru Chachamim. So what? Amru Chacham just means the Chachamim are interpreting the Psukim. They understood, they're interpreting the Halacha Moshe Sinai to teach us where in the Pasuk we see that Halacha Moshe Sinai. But Amru Chachamim and Divrei Sofrim don't mean that it's only the Rabbon and Avad it's the Raisa, like the Rashba, against the Pri Chodosh. Avad it's the Raisa. It's just that it's not mefurish. The Tohir is not mefurish in the pasuk. So the Rambam says me divrei sofrim because the Chacham explain where the remez is in the pasuk. Okay, so we see that the Rishonim are grappling with this issue. Is this concept of tfilas kelim when you acquire a kli from a non-Jew is that derais? Is it only the Rabbanan? Rashi seems to assume that it's derais. It's exer sakosov. The Ramban already throws a monkey wrench in. The Ramban says, Libi Mahar, I'm not so sure that it's the Raisa, maybe it's only the Rabbanan. And the Rambam is fertile territory for the Achronim, for the Rishonim and the Achronim to get involved. Some Mefarshim and the Rambam, the Rashba and the Tshuva, hold that it's the Raisa. Other Mefarshim, Prichodosh, and others claim that from the Rambam you see that it's only the Rabbanan. So there's a back and forth. A back and forth as to whether Tfilas Kelim is the Raisa or it's only the Rabbanan. Many point out that even if a tefillas kelim in general is daraisa, but there is the tefillas kelim that's only midrabbanan. What is that? That's klei zechuchis. Klei zechuchis, glass kelim. You see, the pasuk only talks about metal kelim. Right? Aches azov, es hakosef, es hanachoshes, es habarzel, es habedil, ve es haofaris. Six metals. Gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, and lead. Six metals. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But how do I know glass? Maybe you don't have to be tovel glass. How do you know that you have to be tovel glass, Kalim? So it's a Gemara, right here in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara, a little bit further down, says like this. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef zavon mona demarda me'ovei kochavim. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef bought a mona de marda, a kli, mona means a kli made out of marda. Rashi explains, adoma utzi'ife bokar me'uravin, va'osimian kli. Some, a little dirt, and some tzi'ife bokar, whatever, different substances, but not metal. Clearly not metal. Let's call it clay adoma. Okay? Kalim that are made out of dirt. He bought this from a non-Jew. So he thought maybe I have to be tovalid. Amalei ha'humei abanan v'Reb Yaakov shmei l'didi mefashli minei d'Reb Yochanan klematcha samurim b'parsha. Reb Yaakov said, Reb Yochanan, b'shem Reb Yochanan, that klematcha samurim b'parsha. The parsha, Parshas Matos, mentions klematcha, six metals. So from that we see that only metal kelim require tvila in the mikveh. Amaravashi, Hani Klei Zechuchis, Hoel Vechinishtabru, Yesh Len Takona, Kiklei Matches Domi. Zok Ravashi, that's true about Klei Adoma. Klei Matches Amurim Beparsha comes to be Mamai Klei Adoma. But Zok Ravashi, Klei Zechuchis, Glass Kalim, Hoel Vechinishtabru, Yesh Len Takona, since if the glass Kalim break, you can mold them back together, you melt them back together, they're like a clay matches. Clay adam, apparently you can't mold back together, you gotta start all over again. It's not gonna work. So clay adam, they're not like clay matches, they don't require tefillas kelim at all. But Zokter of Ashi, clay zechuches, since kinishtabu yeshna takana, since there is a way to be misaken clay zechuches, there is a way to fix up the clay zechuches if they break, so therefore they're like clay matches, and they require tefillah as well. So the impression you get from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is that klei zechuches do require tevila. Not everyone agrees. Because the Gemara in Shabbos seems to imply that klei zechuches are not compared to klei matches, but rather they're compared to another type of kelim. Which type of kelim? Help me out now. Which type of kelim, Rabbi Osai? I'm sorry? Klei cheres. Exactly, Moody. Klei cheres? The Gemara in Shabbos and after Zvava Midbeis says, "Klei zechuches my tama gozu behu rabbanan tuma amar Rabbi Yochanan amar Reish Lakish all atchilas biyosim and achol shavina rabbanan keklei cheres." This part of the Yuches Dover. In the sugi of the Yuches Dover, all the different things, the different halachas that we pass in like Veshamais, it's mentioned that Chazal will go there tuma on Klei Zechuches. Why? Why would Chazal go there tuma? Holu b'yosim and achol, since they're made out of sand, Chazal treat it like Klei Cheres. Cheres is also made out of sand. Right? It's made out of sand. Klei Matches are not made out of sand, but Klei Cheres are made out of sand. So comes the Gemara and says, well, Klei Zechuches are like Klei Cheres because they're made out of sand. So since Klei Cheres are, you know, Amakabal Tuma, Chazal will go to Tuma and Klei Zechuches as well. So what does that sound like? Klei Zechuches are compared to Klei Cheres. Now we know that Klei Cheres are not Chayiv in Tfilas Kelim. That's like Klei Adama, made out of the ground. Klei Cheres are not Chayiv in Tfilas. That's for sure. If you buy a mug, let's say you buy a mug from a Najri. You know, you go on vacation somewhere. Halavai, we should be Zocha to be able to do such a thing. Bekarov, you know, you go on vacation somewhere with your family, and you want to buy a mug. It's an earthenware kli. There's no chiyuv tefilas kelim on a mug. It's like covered with something. They say it's not covered in glass. That's just the sheen. They spray something on it. It's not significant. It's clay. It's earthenware kelim. There's no chiyuv tefilas kelim on a mug. So comes the Gemara in Shabbos and says, klei zechuches are compared to klei cheres. And that's why they're mekabel tuma. So, if they're compared to Klei Cheres, should they be Chayiv and Tevila? Should be Chayiv and Tevila? No, because Klei Cheres are not Chayiv and Tevila. Klei Matches Amur and Beparsha. Lahotzi Klei Adama. Klei Cheres are like Klei Adama. So if Klei Adama not Chayiv and Tevila, Klei Cheres not be Chayiv and Tevila either. So, just one second. We have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says Klei Zechuches are Chayiv and Tevila. We have a Gemara in Shabbos that says Klei Cheres are compared to Klei Cheres, not to Klei Matches, and they don't become Tomei. And they do become Tamei because they're compared to Klei Cheres. So which one is it? Are Klei Zechuches compared to Klei Matches? Or are they compared to Klei Cheres? Nafgemina, not Le'inyan Tuma. Both Klei Cheres and Klei Matches are Mekabel Tuma. Nafgemina Le'inyan Tvilas Kelim, when you buy them from a non-Jew. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that since Klei Zechuches Kineshtar B'Yeshlem Takana, if they break, you can fix them up. They're like Klei Matches and they require Tvila. But the Gemara in Shabbos says that Chazal will go to Tumah on Klei Zechuches because they're similar to Klei Cheres. If they're similar to Klei Cheres, then they shouldn't require Tevilas Kelim in a mikvah when you acquire them from a non-Jew. So which Gemara is correct? Is it a stira? What's the din over here? So comes the Meiri, and he says that Yesh Mefakbek in Lomar the Klei Zechuches Einam Tzrichim Tevila. There are those that talk on Mefakbek Lomar, those that are not so clear, not so sure that Klei Zechuches requires Tevila. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah clearly says that it requires Tevila. But who claims the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is really correct? The Meiri, here on the screen, she writes, Mikol Makom Linyan Tuma Amru B'Mesecha Shabbos Hol Tchilas B'Yosem Menachol Dinan Klei Cheres Umeyata Linyan Tevila Mituma Shabo Ein Lo Tara B'Mikvah. A Klei Cheres doesn't have Tyra B'Mikvah. You can't be Matlet a Klei Cheres. Let's say a Klei Cheres becomes Tomei. How can you make the Klei Cheres Tahar? Does anyone know? How can you make the Klei Cheres Tahar? There's only one way. How do you do that?
You have to break it.
Break it, exactly, Ephraim. Gotta break it. You gotta start all over again. Can't be Matlet B'Mikvah. So if the Klei Zechuches are compared to Klei Cheres, so what kind of Tara B'Mikvah is there? There is no Mikvah for a Klei Cheres. What's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah saying? It's Tachpile Ploim. So says the Meiri, Va'af mizu yesh mefakbek in bohem letvila umatbilim below bracha. There are those who are mefakbek in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. They say it's a sofek. We don't know if Klei Zechuches are compared to Klei Cheres, or they're compared to Klei Matches. So therefore they're matbil below bracha. They're matbil below bracha. They are matbil glass kelim, right? They do a tefilas kelim, but the glass kelim, but they don't make a bracha. They don't make a bracha. Yeah, some of you may have heard of such a minik. Sometimes you go to a mikvah, you go to a kelim mikvah, and they say metal kelim require a tefila with a bracha, glass kelim tefila without a bracha. Zokta Meiri, I think they're dead wrong. Velo ye royally kain, I don't think it's correct. I don't think it's correct, but they're hiding behind the Gemara in Shabbos. Says the Meiri, Hoel ubim koma nemra halacha hi. Hoel ubim koma nemra halacha hi. Since it's said in its place, halacha hi, it is a halacha. Let's hold on that for a moment. V'lo od ela shekadoli ha-mefarshim dochen osa shal mesecha Shabbos mimnei zeh af le'inyan tumah. What's the Meiri saying? So his second point is that Gedolei HaMefarshim, who are Gedolei HaMefarshim? You got to go to the bottom of the Meiri. The Meiri has a whole lexicon of different Mefarshim that he quotes. Dalit is derived. Right? Gedolei HaMefarshim is derived, arrived. But in the Hasogas, it's not. Okay. So he says, Gedolei HaMefarshim reject the Gemara in Shabbos because of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. What's the Meiri referring to? He's saying, look, we have a stira, Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Klei Zechuchis, Halei Klei Matchis. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Klei Zechuchis, Halei Klei Cheres. So which one is it? So he says, one answer is maybe we pass like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah against the Gemara in Shabbos. Klei Zechuchis are compared to Klei Matchis. They're Mekabel Tumah because they're compared to Klei Matchis, not to Klei Cheres. So we pass like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, so then you should have to be Matbel then with a Brocha. That's one answer. But the Meiri earlier says something else. He says, "Holu b'mkoma nemra halacha hi." What does that mean? It's a hard read in the Meiri. So I'm not sure if they say this within the Meiri itself, but there are those who want to suggest maybe there's no stira at all. Who says there's a contradiction between the Gemara and Shabbos and the Gemara and Avodah Zarah at all? The Gemara and Shabbos is talking about tumah v'tara. Can the klei zechuchis become tummy? So Chazal goes a tumah on klei zechuchis because it's like Klecheres. So because it's like Klecheres, it shares some of the halachas of Klecheres. That has nothing to do with the chiyuv of Tevilas Kelim. You see, Tevilas Kelim, when you acquire a kli from a guy, that Tevilas Kelim has nothing to do with Tumah. This is a very important yesod that we're going to come back to many, many times. Tevilas Kelim, some of the mefarshim are going to talk about your matbil from the Tumas Akum. It's somehow Tumah, even if it's a new kli, and a sheretz didn't go on it, and there's no nevel, it's not, no Tumas Meis. But the fact that it was owned by a guy, there's a Tumas Akum, we'll see that kind of a lashon in the Rishonim. But Pashup Shat is, it has nothing to do with Tumah Vitara. It has to do with the fact that it was owned by a guy, and there's a Xeris HaKosev that you have to be matbil the kli before the Jew uses it. Adkan, that's it. That's it. So if it has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tara, who says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Gemara in Shabbos have anything to do with each other? They're different sugyas. It's not that it's a stira, so maybe we pass like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and therefore we'll have to be matbel klei zechuchis with the bracha. No, maybe there's no stira b'chlal. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about Tumah V'Tara, but Tfilas Kelim, when you buy a kli from a guy, is not because of Tumah V'Tara, it's a different halacha. So even if klei zechuchis are compared to cheres vis-a-vis Tumah V'Tara, but they're compared to klei matchis vis-a-vis tvilas kelim, if you acquire kelim from a non-Jew. So that could be what the Meiri has in mind, that holu b'mkoma nemra. There are two different makomos over here. There's a makom of Gemara and Shabbos and Gemara and Avodah Zarah, and never the twain shall meet. They're two different halachas, two different chumim, and they're not necessarily connected with each other. So just because we compare klei zechuchis to klei cheres in the Gemara and Shabbos doesn't mean that it's not compared, that they're not compared to klei matchis regarding tvilas kelim. So that seems to be the mainstream approach. There is this yesh mefakbek, and there is this one approach floating around in the Rishonim, a shita d'chuya, that because of the Gemara and Shabbos, because we should be concerned about the Gemara and Shabbos, there's a suffek whether klei zechuchis require tevila, and therefore you should be matbel klei zechuchis without a bracha. There is such a shita, yesh mefakbek in the Meiri, but that's rejected lahalacha. It is rejected lahalacha. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that klei zechuchis require tvila with a bracha, like the Meiri's maskana, with a bracha. But klei zechuchis, why do they require tvila? They're similar to klei matchis, therefore they require tvila. What kind of a chiyuv is that? So some claim it's taka d'araisa. It's not mentioned in the pasuk, but because klei zechuchis are like klei matchis, it's taka d'araisa. Most mefarshim assume, no. Of course they're chayiv in tefillah, with a bracha, but midrabanan, only midrabanan. Tefillas kelim in general, klei matchis, that's a shayla, whether tefillas kelim is deraisa, it's only midrabanan, that's a shayla, in the Rishonim, in the poskim, as we describe. But, says the Pri Chadash and many other achronim, klei zechuchis, we paskin like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that klei zechuchis require tefilas kelim, but that chiyuv is only midrabanan. That's not daraisa. But even though it's midrabanan, of course you need a bracha, just like every other drabanan that you make a bracha on. You make a bracha on Mikra Megillah and on Neiras Chanukah and on every other drabanan. So of course you need a bracha, no question about it. But comes the Pri Chadash and says, Right, this is the Prichadosh that I asked you to see. Comes the Prichadosh and says that even though there's an absolute chiyuv to be matpil klei zechuchas, but that chiyuv is only midrabbanan. This is the Prichadosh in Yoredeian Simen Kuf Chav Sivkot and Gimel. Oshel zechuchas mefarish tamei b'gemara ha'ol v'chinishtabi yeshtam takona al-yidei hatocha kekli matchech ha'zdami u'mestaber da'af lefi she'echtov lekamon d'tfila zu min ha'torah. Even according to what I'll say further on, that that tefila is daraisa, not like his diuk and Rambam, right? Even if I'll tell you that it's daraisa, not like the Rambam, einu ela davka beklei matches, dechsivi beparsha, avalo beklei zechuchas deinu ela midrabanan. Hitzvichem tefila mishadadama leklei matches v'achimucha bepak the Shabbos. The Pichadosh says that regarding regular tefilas kelim of klei matches, that's a discussion. He says, I personally feel the Rambam says that it's only the Rabbanan against the Rashba and the Tshuva. But he says, I'll show you that others say that it's the Raisa. But that discussion, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, that's only about Klei Matcha, it's only about Metal Kalim. But Zechuchas, that's only mid Rabbanan. Avadi Yechayev to be Tovel Klei Zechuchas, but it's only mid Rabbanan. But you have to be Tovel them with a Bracha. So even though there are mikvahs, I have heard that there are mikvahs that have signs up that klei matches, metal kelim require tefillah with a bracha, glass kelim require tefillah without a bracha. It's a mistake. It's a minik tos. It's a mistake. It's like the yesh mafak b'kim, but we don't paskin like that. Glass kelim, the first psak halacha we should get from these shiurim is that glass kelim require tefillah with a bracha. No questions asked. There is one shita that holds yidmatba without a bracha, but we don't paskin like that shita. Glass requires tefillah with a bracha, but we assume that glass is only midirabbanan. It's not daraisa. Regular tefillas kelim of klei matches might be daraisa. That's a shaila. That's a shaila in the mafarshim. So we're going to have to talk about the mitzvah shem at the beginning of tomorrow's shir. What's an afkemina? Who cares whether it's daraisa, derabbanan? It's a mitzvah anyway. It's a chiyuv anyway. What's the difference whether it's daraisa or derabbanan? What's the simple answer to that question? We've had this many times. What's the simple answer whether deraisa derabbanan? What's the nafkamina?
Safik,
exactly. Safik is the simple nafkamina. That's what you wanted to say, Ephraim Klein? Yeah. Safik, right? You look at the mefarshim, you'll see there are many cases in Tfilas Kalim where there are sfekas in the poskim, what the shaila should what the psak should be. The case I gave to you is the example of mashkanta. Let's say the akum gives collateral to the Jew. The Jew lends him money, and he takes a kli as collateral from the non-Jew. So what's the status of Tfilas Kalim for that kli? The Jew is allowed to use the kli, let's say. But is he acquiring it? Is he not acquiring it? It looks like his kli. What's the din? So we'll see. It's a suffix in the Gemara. What's the din? So if it's suffix in the Gemara, so what should I do? That's the problem. Sveika daraisa lechumra, sveika darabanan lekula. So that's what the Rishonim are going to talk about. Should I say lechumah? Should I say lekula? That might depend on this shaila, whether tefilas kelim is deraisa or it's only derabbanan. So after we deal with that nafkamina, then we're going to talk about another issue. There's another very famous issue that might hinge on this question, and that is whether a katan is believed about tefilas kelim. Can you give your kelim to a katan to go bring them to the mikvah? Can you trust them? Does a katan have nemanus to tell us that the kli was actually tovel, that he did the tefilas kelim properly? That also might be dependent on this issue. We have to look at the background. When does a katan have nemanus? Does he have nemanus by daraisas? Does he have nemanus by derabbanans? These are some of the issues that we'll have to address tomorrow. Some of the nafkemina that hinge on this question as to whether tefilas kelim is daraisa or it's only derabbanan. But of course, the importance of these questions is that if I'm able to show you that when it comes to the Rabbanans, there are certain halachas that apply, certain kulas that apply, or certain chumas that apply. So whether those kulas and chumas apply by tefilas klei matches, that's a question. But by klei zechuchis, and klei zechuchis, the tefilas kelim is only the Rabbanan, then everyone will say that these halachas that we're going to discuss, the kulas and the chumas, are definitely going to apply, because in the case of klei zechuchis, if we assume that the tefilas kelim is only the Rabbanan for klei zechuchis, so then clearly the halacha of the tefilas klei zechuchis will be different than the halacha of tefilas klei mateches. Have a wonderful day.